I'm Carlin, and as Lisa said, we're located at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, and this was one of the many locations where Codependence Anonymous took place. These meetings would take place at several locations, rotating periodically, and other locations included the Triangle Services Center of Norfolk and the Unitarian Church we were just at. Codependency is defined as an excessive emotional or psychological reliance on a partner, typically a partner who requires support due to an illness or addiction. Codependence Anonymous, similar to Alcoholics Anonymous, also like Lisa briefly mentioned, is a 12-step program led by the attendees that is centered around personal revelation and self-identification. These groups brought comfort and community to many queers in the late 80s and early 90s who believed that they were living inside of codependent relationships. It showed so many that they were not alone as a part of the LGBTQ plus community, and they were not alone as they navigated codependency. Since CODA did not and does not focus around a diagnosis from an outside party, it allowed space for people to come forward and seek help on their own terms. It should also be noted that this program, instead of labeling someone a codependent, would outline the patterns consistent with codependency for all attendees so that people may decide on their own if those patterns fit them or their relationships. Unfortunately, codependency is an issue that impacts many within the LGBTQ plus community. As a group that has socially and systemically been turned away and demonized, it is no shock that the unhealthy habits of codependency have made their way into queer culture. Heterosexism, internalized homophobia, and substance abuse are a few of the risk factors LGBTQ plus folks were and are subjected to. In fact, a 2002 study found that 47.5% of lesbians and 29.7% of gay men reported being victims of intimate partner violence. And then the same study reported that 38% of lesbians and 21.5% of gay men reported using violence on their intimate partners at one time or another. Of course, codependency can include more than just physical violence. However, these statistics are staggering. On the bright side, our local community recognized these needs and began advertising for several of the anonymous groups. The local queer newspaper, Our Own, saw this need and began running ads for CODA in October of 1990.